You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hello, Miami Dolphin fans, and welcome to the Same Old Dolphin Show, sponsored by BetUS, part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. I'm Josh Kotzker. With me today and every day is my brother from the exact same mother, Aaron the Brain. Aaron, say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
Let's go, baby. Dolphins Bills week feels like it's 1994 up in here. I am fired up. I am fired up, Brain.
Double birds, Brian Cox style, baby.
Walking out into Rich Stadium like it's nobody's business. Let's go. This is our house. I am so fired up. I cannot wait. I try to keep a level head when it comes to the Dolphins most of the time. I try to keep it, you know, even keel, right? I try not to get too high or too low because, you know, but this team has got me fired up right now. And I know you can go back and you can listen to every episode of the Same Old Dolphin Show that we've done in the first or second year of a new coach's regime, and you can hear me when I start to get fired up, where we start to talk about how the players are bought in, and this time it feels different, and all of that. It's the same trope over and over and over again with this team, right? It always feels that way. But this time, I don't know, it feels different. There's something in the excitement. There's something about this game that has me fired up. And maybe it could be as simple as that incredible comeback win that the Dolphins had last week. It could be that Tua Tagovailoa has set a new ceiling for himself. So that's got me fired up. You got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. They're firing on all cylinders. You got Raheem Mostert. He's breaking out. It feels like he's very close to being maybe the big running back that the Dolphins have wanted for a long time. I'm totally drinking the Kool-Aid like I literally did on the last episode of this show. I'm fired up right now, Brain, and there is nothing better when it comes to regular season Miami Dolphins football than when you have that matchup against the hated opponent, whoever it is in your division. And it seems like forever it's been either the Patriots or the Bills, although there was a small window at time where it was the Jets as well. But to have this rivalry renewed, in a sense, with the Buffalo Bills, where these are clearly the two best teams in the AFC East, possibly, I mean, you're really, seriously, probably at this point talking about two of the best teams in the AFC, at least at this point in time. I know you're not bought in yet. You're a little bit more cynical. You're not as fired up as I am about it. But I mean, this rivalry, it feels like it did back in the day when you had these two teams, these two fan bases that absolutely hated each other. And now, and I look, trust me, I live in central New York, right? This is Bills country here where I live. And I can feel it here that the Bills fans recognize that the Dolphins are not the same Dolphins that they've been walking over year after year. They feel like there is a threat there. I don't think that the Bills fans think they're going to lose this game, but they think there's something there with the Dolphins. They recognize that the Dolphins are a team in the ascendancy, as they say. So I'm fired up because this game on Sunday between the Dolphins and the Bills at Hard Rock Stadium, it means something. Now, Brain, it's not the most meaningful game in recent memory in terms of record, in terms of whether or not the Dolphins make the playoffs. Obviously, it has some playoff implications, a divisional game after all. But it's not a big game from that standpoint. It's an early season game, but it is a big, big game in terms of measuring just how good these Dolphins really are, because we've seen this team pretty handily beat the Patriots in week one. Wasn't the prettiest win, but it was a pretty easy win, I think, at the end of the day. It was a workmanlike type victory. Yeah, I mean, it was a workmanlike win for the Dolphins in week one. And then in week two, the defense looked questionable, to say the least. But that incredible turnaround by the offense, it makes you go, okay, wait a minute. This is what we all hoped that we might see this offense be capable of. And now they've delivered. So now you're going to go up against a Buffalo Bills team that, as of right now, through 2 weeks of the season, is far and away the best team in the National Football League, having beaten their opponents by a combined 72 to 17, right? And these were no slouch of opponents. I mean, you had the defending Super Bowl champions, and okay, the Tennessee Titans, I think, are quite a bit overrated. They were the number one seed in the AFC last year. They're not even close to the same team that they were last year, but still a pretty good butt whooping that the Bills put on the Titans. So now the Dolphins are going to go in there, and the test is, you don't want to just, it's not just about let's go hang. Let's go see if we can just hang with these guys. It's let's go into this game. Let's see if we can get a big dub and start 3-0. Brain, I'm fired up.
Yeah, and you should be fired up. Look, if you're a Dolphins fan and if you're watching the show and you're not a Dolphins fan, I feel bad that you don't have anything better to do on a Friday night. I guess if you're listening to this on the weekend, you know, I guess I can
maybe
understand
they're
that.
Maybe they're Bills fans scouting the competition.
Yeah, and what, you know, welcome in, Bills fans. Thanks for, you know, picking of all the shows that you could pick to scout out what the Dolphins are and what the Dolphins do well and your keys to win. Thanks for tuning into the same old Dolphins show. I'm sure you'll hear about, like, how amazing the Dolphins are on every single other podcast. But the truth is you should be fired up. At the end of that, you should be fired up, regardless of what you think about Tua, because that's been the talk all week, regardless of what you think about the defense. The fact is, the Dolphins won a game that looked like they had no chance of winning, a game that they probably had no business winning, and now they are 2-0, and they go into this matchup against Buffalo, riding high, a ton of momentum, and this is the game that they've had circled on their calendar for months, since the schedule was released. This was the game that has been looked at because everybody knew that the Bills were the favorite, not just to win the division, but to make it to the Super Bowl. And frankly, not just to make it to the Super Bowl, to win the whole damn thing. And 2 weeks into the season, the Bills have done nothing to dispel that notion that they're the best team in the league. In fact, I think the contingent is probably even stronger, the belief that the Bills are the best team in the National Football League. So, you want to know how legit the Miami Dolphins are, how legit this team is? Play the best team in football. There's your litmus test. And not just that, but obviously, divisional rival, a lot of history. Granted, recent history has mostly been owned by the Bills. Not just the last seven have been won by the Bills, but 14 of the last 18 games between these two teams has been won by the Bills. And the ones that the Dolphins have won have been very, very close and could have gone either way, whereas the ones that the Bills have won have by and large been dominant victories. But the Bills come into this game. It's in South Florida. It's in the heat. The Bills come off of a short week because they played on Monday night. They come in banged up, missing, what is it, three of their top four players in their secondary?
At least as of now, they're missing. Tre'Davious White is out. Micah Hyde is out. Dane Jackson is out. And we still don't know about Jordan Poyer. He's nursing a foot injury, and it's questionable. It's going to be a game time decision on that one.
And then on the defensive line,
Ed Oliver is out.
Jordan Phillips, is he missing this game
as
well?
He's out.
So the Bills are leaking oil, even though they look dominant. On the defensive side of the ball, the Bills are dealing with some major injuries. They're coming into the sweltering South Florida heat. And the Dolphins are riding high. And yes, the Dolphins have their injury concerns as well, and we'll get into that. But if you cannot hang with the Bills, I mean, if you can't even hang with them in this situation, then you can't be taken seriously. But to be real, where this team is after being embarrassed last year. Christian Wilkins took exception to the fact that the Bills were trying to run up the score against Miami at the end of last year. They've been waiting for this game, not just for months. They've been waiting for it since last season. Win this game. Win this game, and you change the narrative. You should be fired up.
This is it. So this is the moment. The Dolphins are going to have the opportunity to change the narrative. And listen, there have been people, it's been a weird week again in the Dolphins fan base, because there have been people who have been mad about at certain national media figures because they weren't sufficiently praising the Dolphins quarterback and or this, that, and the other thing. And that, you know, there are people that still seem to think the Dolphins are a fluke. I can tell you that the vast majority of the media that I've brought in are certainly seem to be buying in on the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel right now. But apparently there are still people out there that aren't satisfied. Well, if the Dolphins go in and beat the Bills on Sunday, and I think it's probably fair to say that there will be some in the national media that are going to write off the win by saying, well, the Bills were banged up and blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you go in there and you beat this team, you've made a statement. It doesn't matter what shape they're in. This is the National Football League. Injuries happen, right? If they're that good of a team, they want to be a Super Bowl contender, then a few injuries doesn't make a difference. You should still be able to go out there and win the game. So, no excuses. It's all to play for on Sunday. And if the Dolphins can get this big one, it's a big win no matter how you slice it. Ha! Yeah, the brain does not have Kool-Aid, but he does have a beer. That's true. That's a reminder then. That's a good point. That was a comment from one of our YouTube viewers watching live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. If you are not subscribed to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel, by the way, everybody watching on YouTube, smash that like button real quick. Just take a second. Smash that like button. Thank you very much. Then share, subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel if you haven't already. Turn the alert bell on so you're notified every single time we go live so you can partake and talk to the brain about his beer drinking habits in the middle of the show. We also invite you to download, rate, review, and subscribe to the Same Old Dolphin Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere that you get your podcasts. Make sure you're visiting DolphinsTalk.com each and every day, multiple times a day, because news is always breaking seemingly about the Miami Dolphins. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. Also, I'm at Amplified to Rock. He is at Aaron the Brain. That's at Aaron the Brain. And the show is at Same Old Dolphins. We like it. Another comment. It is Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid for adults. I like it. Here for it. We love to hear that. So, all right. So what we're going to do today, we're going to get into it here about the Dolphins. We're going to break this game down. We're going to look at what the Dolphins need to do on both sides of the ball to win the game. And I think if we're going to do this, we need to start on offense. Because for me, I think what is going to be the biggest key in this game is how the Dolphins' offensive line holds up against this powerful Bills front. The defensive front for the Bills is already just nasty. I mean, even with Ed Oliver out, they've still got Boogie Basham. They've still got A.J. Epinesa. They've still got... Now they've brought in Von Miller. So right. They've strengthened themselves in that regard.
Gregory Rousseau
has proven to be quite the draft pick, and he's really turning into something on the defensive front for the Bills. So the Dolphins offensive line is going to have their hands full. And now, of course, there is a question about whether or not we are going to see Teron Armstead on Sunday. He's dealing with some sort of toe injury, whether it's a broken toe, whether it's turf toe, whatever it is. We don't know yet whether or not he's going to play on Sunday. Now, the brain feels like maybe he is definitely going to play and that this is just a little bit of gamesmanship on the part of the Miami Dolphins. But either way, this offensive line is going to have to hold up to probably the strength of this Bills team on defense right now. I would say if the Bills were fully healthy, their secondary would be the healthiest part of the team. But for right now, I would say that brain... This defensive front and how it matches up with the Dolphins offensive line is going to be the big question in terms of everything else that needs to happen on offense for the Dolphins.
Yeah. And I mean, the way it's setting up with Ed Oliver out, Jordan Phillips out, Tim Settle questionable. I mean, the interior of that Bills defensive line has become extremely thin. So you would hope that the interior of the Miami Dolphins offensive line would be able to take advantage of that. Of course, the edge is where Buffalo has an advantage with, you know, obviously Gregory Rousseau, Boogie Basham, Von Miller, and AJ Epenesa. I mean, even Shaq Lawson might get some playing time in that rotation, especially with them being, you know, a little thinned out with injuries. The Bills have guys that can rotate on that defensive line, and particularly guys that can attack Miami on the edge, attacking the tackles. So Greg Little, you know, pretty good game in pass protection last week. This is a big test for him. Teron Armstead, is he 100%? Now, I'm of the belief that, like, if this was a new injury, I'd be concerned. But it's the same injury that was talked about all last week, and then Teron Armstead came out and played great, and now it's the same injury. So it kind of feels like this is going to be an ongoing thing, and he's going to be listed questionable the entire season until it's a different injury or until he actually misses a game. I'm just going to believe that this is gamesmanship. This is veteran rest. This is load management for Teron Armstead, which is fine because at the end of the day, they need Teron Armstead out there on Sundays. They don't need him out there Tuesday through Friday. But I think, obviously, you know, any game, it's huge in the trenches. But if the Dolphins can establish a running game, that is going to go a long way here because the Bills are going to attack the Dolphins on the edges. And the Bills traditionally are not one of these teams that blitzes a ton. They really rely on getting pressure with four. And I don't expect that to change considering the Dolphins' weapons down the field. I expect a lot of Bills' soft coverage, especially with question marks in the secondary. I expect the Bills to try to keep everything in front of them and trust that their front four and their linebackers can ultimately contain the Dolphins' running game and keep the Dolphins from moving the ball downfield with big plays and make Tua and this Dolphins offense beat them by consistently having to go 10, 12 play drives. And that's something that we don't know if the Dolphins are really capable of doing because in the first game against the Patriots, they kind of struggled to do that. And in the last game, they were kind of struggling. And I mean, frankly, they were getting big chunk gains all over the place. And then at the end of the game, you know, for the two biggest plays of the game, or the two biggest drives of the game, they were quick strike touchdowns downfield with Tyreek Hill just blowing by the coverage. I don't think that that's going to happen in this game against Buffalo. Could it happen? Sure. Whenever you've got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, that is always a possibility. But I believe that Buffalo schematically is going to be more disciplined on the back end. They're going to play a lot of cover three and a lot of, hey, make the Dolphins beat us short. Make the Dolphins extend out these long play drives. And then if we have to play red zone defense, we'll play red zone defense. So I think you're going to see a lot of bend but not break by Buffalo. And that means the Dolphins need to be able to run the football and they need to be able to find ways to maybe manufacture those big chunk gains through big runs, screen plays, and then, you know, the run after the catch and then force Buffalo to come up and guard those guys, and then maybe you get some shots down the field. But it's also going to test the discipline of Tua Tagovailoa, because we talked about, you know, where were the big mistakes in that last game in the first half? Where it happened was, you know, the first one was not as much like a getting greedy kind of thing. It was more or less like, you know, there just wasn't enough oomph on the ball and the defense, you know, the defensive player made a great play, but that second interception against Baltimore was strictly Tua being greedy and trying to take a shot and force something that wasn't there. You cannot do that in this game. You're not going, if you put yourself in a position where you're down three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you're not going to win this week. You're not going to win very many games. I think it was like 110 games in a row in the National Football League where a team was down 21 points in the fourth quarter. They did not win. So you got your one. That's your one, I guess, mulligan, whatever you want to call it. You're not going to get that again. So take care of business right from the get-go in this one.
Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do. And they're going to need to take advantage of where they now have an advantage. And that is that wide receiver versus secondary matchup. Because with Micah Hyde out, with Dane Jackson out, with possibly Jordan Poyer out, obviously Tre'Davious White being out, the Dolphins have that advantage there. It's going to be rookies on the field for Buffalo. Kaiir Elam, Jaquan Jackson, Christian Benford, those are going to be the guys out there for Buffalo. So the Dolphins are going to need to take advantage of that. And what we're going to need to see, and this is one of the things that I think where Tua really improved in the last game, was his ability to make, for the most part, particularly in the second half, he was able to make those quick decisions and get the ball out and get it where it needed to be so that he wasn't sitting back there, even when the pressure was there. I think in a lot of ways, Tua actually made the offensive line look a little better than they maybe actually were in that second half against Baltimore by getting rid of the ball quickly. So when guys were getting beat on the offensive line, it wasn't making a huge difference because the ball was already out of the quarterback's hand. And that is going to be something that needs to happen again this week as the Dolphins go in to this game against Buffalo. And listen, a lot of it is going to rely on Tua Tagovailoa proving that new ceiling that he hit last week was not some sort of fluke thing, and that is the kind of performance that he is capable of generating week in and week out. We talked about this. We talked about this in the review show last week against that game against the Ravens. No, but there's no doubt that was an incredible performance by Tua Tagovailoa. And I think two things can be true here. One, that he has absolutely hit a new ceiling for himself, and it was an incredible performance from a numbers perspective. That was fantastic, right? It was clearly his best performance as an NFL quarterback. That is true. The other thing is true that he has to continue to do that, right? It is not a proven thing. It's not just one performance and then, great, now that's it, we're sold, right? He's got to continue to perform like that. And if he can do that and do it again this week against Buffalo, then now you're really on to something, right? And I think that's really, I think that's really the point here. It's key that he continue to generate those kinds of performances, particularly against tough teams and tough defenses, right? This was one of the things that was said about the Dolphins last, or that has been said about him throughout his career, is that he kind of struggles against, sometimes at any time he might struggle. Well, now let's see if he can consistently play within himself and play well like he did in that second half against Baltimore. And if he can do that, I think there is a real possibility that the Dolphins can do some damage here in this game against the Buffalo Bills. So that's what we need to see. Brain, anything else on the offensive side of the ball? Obviously, it's the offensive line, it's Tua, it's those receivers. I feel like when you've got that four-headed monster that the Dolphins have, which is Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Mike Gesicki, and either Raheem Mostert or Chase Edmonds out there, like all that speed is going to cause some problems. I mean, even if Jordan Poyer plays in this game, he's dealing with a foot injury. Is he going to be 100%? I don't think so. And that is going to potentially set up a matchup advantage for the Miami Dolphins. And again, that's the kind of thing you got to take advantage of. So, Brain, anything else that you want to talk about while the Dolphins have the ball?
No, I think that's everything. I think the key, again, though, is really establishing a running game to slow down the Buffalo pass rush, screens and draws. Obviously, getting those ends on their heels a little bit, and then Tua really just playing within himself, playing within the system and not forcing anything, because you're not going to be able to overcome the big mistakes if you force things in this one. You're not going to be able to overcome that on most weeks. I think last week, by and large, in a lot of ways, it is fluky. It is an aberration. I mean, anytime you're down 21 points in the fourth quarter and you win a game, there's a fluky nature to that. Yeah, I don't think that you can really debate that. I'm not saying that the Dolphins didn't earn it, but you can't erase a 21-point deficit in the fourth quarter of a game without the opposing team choking a little bit. And so... that's not going to happen on most weeks, and you shouldn't expect it to happen against a team this good, that's this primed and has come out just looking super ready to make a run for the Super Bowl, looking just even more determined than ever because of the way they got eliminated last year from the playoffs in Buffalo. So, but I think this is the time, this is the perfect time to get them. And the fact that you're getting them banged up early in the season in this South Florida heat, this is the time to get them. So if you can't beat them now, you're not going to beat them later.
So the big opportunity for the Miami Dolphins. One other thing I'll say about you can't come back from 21 points without the other team choking a little bit, blah, blah, blah. You can't come back from being down 21 points unless you were down by 21 points and you don't right. want to find yourself in that position. So we're going to talk about what the Dolphins need to do on the other side of the ball to make sure that they're not giving up 21 points. But before we do that, a word from True Classic, who have the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Listen, by now you probably know that finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating unless you don't have a dad bod, in which case, good for you. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or they look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, so it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. And listeners of the Same Old Dolphin Show get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the promo code DolphinsTalk at TrueClassic.com. That's TrueClassic.com. Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good on skinny models with six packs, but most of us aren't packing anything but a few beers. So you're wearing the wrong clothes. True Classic's tees are going to taper off towards the bottom, but they'll fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. So it's time to highlight your best attributes with a t-shirt you can always confidently throw on. Of course, True Classic doesn't just stop at tees. They're your one-stop shop for men's essentials. Super easy to and simple to fill out your wardrobe, from polos and workout shirts with the same flattering fit to boxer briefs designed with a pouch to keep your bulge nice and comfortable. All of their gear is top-notch quality at reasonable prices. They've also got packs available so you can buy multiple shirts, multiple pants. They've got jeans, chinos, sweats, you name it. They've got it over there, TrueClassic.com, and you can bundle things together, get quite a few different things at the same time to save yourself some cash. And then on top of that, when you use the promo code DolphinsTalk, you're going to save 25% off of your order. So it's about time you learn how to dress yourself properly, upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code DolphinsTalk. Free shipping included on purchases over $100. And there is a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. Stay classy with True Classic. Your dad bod will thank you. So, Bran, let's go to the other side of the ball here. This is where it's tricky, right? And this is where the Dolphins had a really hard time last week, was on defense. And now they're going up against a quarterback who seems to be just on a on another level right now, who really towards the end of last season and into the playoffs really sort of reached a new level that he's just in a tier almost of his own. I'd say right now it's just him and Patrick Mahomes are the two quarterbacks in the NFL that exist on this tier right now. They just seem untouchable. They just seem like they almost never do anything wrong when they're in the zone. And the key is going to be keeping them out of the zone. Now, Josh Allen was not in the zone last year when the Bills came down to Miami. He did not have actually a great game. It was just the Dolphins were without Tua from basically the start of the game, and they had Jacoby Brissett in there, and it was just the whole thing was a disaster. But now the question is, can the Dolphins slow him down? And I guess the better question is, can they slow him down? How are they going to do it? And which aspect of his game should they look to control most? We know that he can run and beat you with his legs, but now he's also got the ability to throw the perfect pass to Stephon Diggs, to Gabe Davis, although we don't know whether or not Gabe Davis is going to play in this game, but he can find Dawson Knox. He can find Isaiah McKenzie. He's got weapons. He's got weapons in the backfield now with Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, to a lesser extent, James Cook. This is an offense that has a lot of weapons. So how do the Dolphins slow this team down that has scored 72 points in the first 2 weeks of the season?
Well, I think the offense can do can play a big part in it by trying to get in the, you know, try to make the Bills one-dimensional by trying to to actually build a lead in this one and try to get the Bills into a situation where maybe they kind of abandon the run a little bit. When the Bills can be balanced and they can run the football, it really makes them impossible to stop, because you've got to account for their weapons. You got to account for Josh Allen running the football. You've got to account for Stephon Diggs. If Gabe Davis plays, that's a big problem, because I don't know what you do at that point. I think X has the big challenge in this one. Obviously, he gave up the really big play last week to Bateman. He also had a bad penalty. It's been a rough start of the season for X. I would also say, like, look at last year and the way the season started last year with this Dolphins defense. X got off to a really bad start last year, too. And this is something we could talk about, like, in the off season and going into next year when X doesn't play in the preseason. But we're 2 years in a row where X has kind of started off, come out of the gate a little bit slow, and has not looked like a dominant player. Now, granted, he dominated Devontae Parker, but Devontae Parker, not necessarily, a true number one.
It's an
receiver.
Argument to be made that we could dominate Devontae Parker.
There's an argument to be made that you could put, Noah Igbinoghene on Devontae Parker, and Devontae Parker would not do anything.
I'd watch that as like a, if that was like a, you know, an episode of some show, that it wasn't a real game. I'd like to watch that.
Well, I mean, practice. We had a bunch of years of practice, but I guess we didn't really pay attention to Noah Igbinoghene going. Well, maybe that's why Noah Igbinoghene was always getting talked up in practice, because he was shutting down Devontae Parker.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. I think you might be onto something here, actually.
but at any rate, X needs to step up. Look, you're not going to shut down Stephon Diggs, especially if Gabe Davis doesn't play, because Stephon Diggs is not just a great receiver, but he is totally connected with Josh Allen. They are on the same page. They're going to connect. They're going to make some plays. But you cannot allow those plays to be 40-yard chunk gains. You've got to limit those. And if he makes a great catch, you tackle him. You gang tackle him. You don't let him get the huge run after catch. You don't let him get the free release that allows him to get like a 30 or 40-yard gain. If you can keep him in check and you can keep the big plays in check, then and if Gabe Davis doesn't play, then I actually feel like you've got all the pieces that can contain this Bills passing game. And then it comes down to, well, how do you stop Josh Allen? Because, you know, obviously you need to stop the running game, but the running game for Buffalo is not just Moss, Singletary, and Cook. It's maybe the biggest part of it is Josh Allen. And Josh Allen has, for the most part, had his way with this Dolphins defense whenever he's wanted to running the football. And all you got to do is look back at last week and look at the Dolphins playing zero coverage against the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson torching them for a 79-yard run. I don't think you're going to see a lot of zero coverage in this game for that exact reason. I think the Dolphins are going to play a lot of zone coverage. If Channing, I said last week on the preview show that if Channing Tindall would have played, I think he makes the, you could make a compelling argument that that's the one player that could really act as a spy for Lamar Jackson. So the same applies here for Josh Allen, that if Channing Tindall is healthy, there may be a role here where Channing Tindall has downs, maybe on third downs, and the Dolphins drop eight into coverage, and Channing Tindall is spying on Josh Allen. The thing is, you got to get them to third down, and the way you get them into third down, you stop the running game, and you stop the big plays in the passing game. It's easier said than done. Nobody's done it thus far in the first 2 weeks. In fact, you go back to the last year's playoffs, and nobody did it last year in the postseason either. And if Gabe Davis plays, I don't know who we're putting on him, because I don't trust Nick Needham or Kader Kohu or Keon Crossan to cover Gabe Davis. So that's a mismatch. So there are mismatches there, but similar to how I think Buffalo will attack Miami, because Miami's going to have mismatches against Buffalo's corners, I think Miami's going to play a lot of soft coverage, and keep everything in front of them. When the time is right on second and third and long, they'll work in their blitzes and they'll try to get to Josh Allen to put them in a third and long situation. It's just, you know, you're going to need to get home a couple of times on the pass rush too. So yeah, Jalen Phillips, Melvin Ingram, Andrew Van Ginkle, Javon Holland coming off the edge in a safety blitz. Brandon Jones coming on the safety blitz. You know, if you've got some exotic blitzes that you've been working on, this is the week to bring them out a little bit, to try to come up with some big plays on defense to put the Bills in some bad down and distance, because it doesn't matter how good an offense is. You put them in third and 15, they're going to struggle.
Yeah, that's what the Dolphins are going to need to do. They're going to need to make those stops early, and then they're going to also have to continue to be strong on those third and fourth and one situations, right? If they can force teams into third and fourth and short, like the Dolphins did last week against Baltimore, find those ways to make those stops. Play hard, play tough. And obviously, Josh Allen is a very difficult quarterback to stop in that regard. But I mean, in some ways, Lamar Jackson should have prepared the Dolphins for Josh Allen a little bit, because they are similar in that they have that athleticism and that ability to make a play with their legs on top of their ability to make a play with their arms. Now, obviously, I think Allen is currently at a different level when it comes to passing the ball than Lamar Jackson is. He's also, he's a bigger, seems to be more physical guy than Lamar Jackson. But either way, the Dolphins are going to have their hands full here. I think it's one of those things you've just got to be content that says, listen, if Josh Allen is going to beat us with his legs, then fine, make that be the way that it happens, and make sure that he can't beat you with his arm and has to try to beat you with his legs. And if you can do that, then you're going to put yourself in position to win this game. And I think there's two keys to that. Obviously, the secondary is going to have to step up and play much better than they did last week. And the other thing is, you got to get home. Boy, Jalen Phillips, if there was ever a time for you to show up and make yourself known this season, this Sunday is that time. We need it.
He's played well, though. I mean, like, just because he didn't get home and get the sack, it's not like he hasn't made an impact. I mean, in each of the last two games, he would have had a sack if not for an offensive holding. And sometimes he's getting the quarterback off his spot, and you just don't have the complimentary rush on the other side. It's not like Jalen Phillips is getting, like, you know, dominated by the opposing tackle. Jalen Phillips is a beast. He's going to get home. He's going to get his production. But yeah, this would be a good week to get home and get a couple of those sacks, though, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what we're going to be looking for in the hot South Florida sun. All right, Rain, we're going to introduce a new segment now. You ready?
Are we doing this first, or are we doing are we checking our pulse first?
No, we're going to do this first. We're going to do this first. And then we'll do the other thing. You ready? Here we go. So a new segment on the show today. Basically what we're going to do, and I think maybe we'll implement this for every game. We're going to each give you one reason that the Dolphins will win this game on Sunday. We're also going to give you one reason why the Dolphins will not win the game on Sunday. Now, it's not about can win, can lose. No, no. It's will. So let's start with the bad ones, right? So let's get that out of the way first. The Dolphins will lose this game on Sunday, Bryn, because the Bills are just too good. The Bills are just, they're on another level. They're there. They're good. The Dolphins will keep it close, but ultimately they will not have what it takes to knock off this Buffalo Bills team at this moment in time.
Well, before I give my answer to that question, I just want to respond to that take, because if that's your take, the Dolphins aren't going to lose this game because the Bills are too good. The Dolphins are going to lose this game because the Dolphins aren't good enough, because I think there's a difference. Because this Bills team, even though they're great, they're coming in with too many injuries for a real contending team to lose to them at home because that team is too good. If you're a real contending team and you have a team that comes in as banged up as Buffalo on a short week, coming to your home with a decided home field advantage, you don't lose because the other team is too good. You lose because you're not good enough. Now, that said, the Dolphins lose this game. One reason why they will lose this game is that Josh Allen and this Bills offense is going to put up 30 points about every single week. And Tua Tagovailoa in this Dolphins offense, though improved, is not good enough to keep up with that against this Bills defense.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's go on the other side of the coin, Brian. I'll have you turn it around immediately now. Give me a reason the Dolphins will defeat the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
The Dolphins will defeat the Buffalo Bills this Sunday because the Bills are banged up and the Dolphins have decided talent advantages on the field, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. The Dolphins' weapons versus the Bills' secondary and the Bills' injuries on the interior of their defensive line are going to allow the Dolphins to be able to run the football against a Bills team that is going to have to respect the Dolphins' passing game much more than their running game. And that is going to open up lanes for the Dolphins, for Raheem Mostert, for Chase Edmonds. And the Dolphins are going to be able to control the ball and they're going to be able to put long sustained drives out there and be able to keep up with the Bills and actually win this game and play from ahead.
I think the Dolphins will win this game on Sunday because Mike McDaniel is a mad scientist. The Dolphins have been seemingly woefully unprepared the last several times they've taken on the Buffalo Bills for what the Bills were bringing to the table. And the Dolphins have, on a couple of occasions, gotten blown out of the water. And it's been frankly embarrassing. But this time around, the Dolphins are bringing Mike McDaniel with them. And Mike McDaniel will have spent some time in the lab doing the experiments, mixing the chemicals, reading the books, doing the research, doing everything, doing math problems. He's got one of those old school college professor chalkboards that has sides that slide out so that you can keep going. It's an old school chalkboard. He keeps going. He's doing formulas. He's building things. He's doing math, big equations. He's figuring it out. He will dig in and figure out what needs to happen to confuse the Buffalo Bills when they have the ball and to confuse the Buffalo Bills when the Dolphins have the ball. And when all is said and done, the Dolphins will win this game because they have the superior head coach.
Can I change my answer?
What's your answer now?
It's much more simple. It's much more simple.
Okay, the Dolphins are going to win because they're going to score more points than the Bills.
No, it's not that simple. The Dolphins are going to win this game because they want it more.
Let's go. The Dolphins want it. They need it. They are fired up. And Brain, at the end of the day on Sunday, the Dolphins are going to be holding their heads high at 3-0. While the Bills fly home to Buffalo at 2-1. Brian, it's time to check your pulse.
Let me check your pulse if you're not fired up.
That's right, Brian. It is time for a pulse check. This is it. This is our segment where we tell you how we're feeling about the Miami Dolphins and then sum it up in one word. So we're going to ask all of our friends who are watching live on YouTube and the I'm a Miami Dolphin fan Facebook page to leave us a note in the comments telling us in one word how you are feeling for this game on Sunday. Of course, we invite you to email dtpulsecheck@gmail.com. That's D as in Dolphins, T as in talk, pulsecheck@gmail.com with a 45-second voice note or video. explaining how you feel and summing it up in one word as well. We want to share that with the people as well. So we hope that you will send those our way. Brain, it's pulse check time. Tell us, how are you feeling? How is your pulse feeling right now?
I'm ready. That's my word. I am ready. I'm not just ready in the way that I'm ready for like a new episode of The Great British Baking Show on Netflix that I'm going to watch right after this episode. I'm not just ready in the way that I'm ready for, the season finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I am ready for this game that we've circled on the calendar as the litmus test since the schedule has come out. I am ready after last week's miraculous come from behind victory. I'm ready to buy into this team. I'm ready for this team to shut me up and prove once and for all that they are for real and that I was wrong about my take about Tua, that he is it, that Tua is a franchise quarterback, and that we can finally end that search of however many quarterbacks it's been since Dan Marino. I am ready for this Dolphins team to not be the same old Dolphins. And I'm ready for this Dolphins team to have a statement victory in front of the world and grab the national media's attention, that the Dolphins aren't just some upstart that, you know, their fans get excited about once every 4 or 5 years just to be disappointed. And that the Dolphins are just, you know, Dolphin fans are just always excited for no good reason. I'm ready for this team to be different. At the same time, I'm fully ready for this team to disappoint me. I'm fully ready for the Dolphins to prove that last week was a fluke and get blown out by the Baltimore Ravens. I'm ready for all scenarios, but I'm ready. I'm fired up for this game on Sunday. It feels big. It's as big a game feel as a week 3 game can get. For the Miami Dolphins, from what I can remember in recent memory, I am ready for this game on Sunday.
When I think about this game on Sunday, and I think about the Dolphins in general, I think about all of the years that there was no hope that the Dolphins would be good. There was no real expectation that the Dolphins would be good. It was just, let's just ride this thing out and see how it goes. And that was for so long. That was all there was. I think even when the Dolphins were making deep runs, well, not deep runs, but they were getting to the end of the season and they were in the playoff picture, right? You know, a couple years ago, they had that big game in Buffalo that had they won that game, they'd have made it into the playoffs, right? I think even then, you know, where they made the playoffs and they lost that game to Pittsburgh, right? With Matt Moore at quarterback. I don't know that I ever expected anything other than the Dolphins to lose in those situations. Even if the Dolphins had beaten the Bills in that game and made it to the playoffs, I didn't expect that there was some big long run in front of us. So I think about all of those things and I think about where the Dolphins are now and I think about what this game on Sunday means, given the performance in week 1 against New England, given the incredible comeback and the offensive explosion and that look of, oh my gosh, maybe this offense really can do everything we hoped it could. And I come into this game knowing what a win over the Bills in this situation would mean for this team in this moment. And what I am, Brain, what I am is hungry. I am hungry for that victory. I am hungry for that change in narrative. I am hungry for it to matter in the way that I have been wanting this Dolphins team to matter for so, so long. For so long, I have devoted 3 hours on Sunday, many, many multiple hours during the week, reading, consuming content, listening to podcasts, reading the papers, reading the internet, spending time on Twitter, doing a podcast. I've spent so much time thinking about this team. And for so long, it has just felt there has just been this air of irrelevance to all of it. And now I am hungry. I am hungry for that relevance and for that air of being a legitimate contender. Because make no mistake about it, the Bills may be banged up. They may be hurt. They may be licking their wounds. They may not be at 100%. But if the Miami Dolphins find a way to win this game on Sunday, I don't care if they squeak it out at the last second and or if they somehow blow the doors off the Bills. If the Dolphins win this game on Sunday, there is no question about it. They are legitimate contenders. There's a long way to go between now and the season and the end of the season. There's no shoo-in, right? There's no guarantees. But if they win this game, they are contenders, not pretenders. And I am hungry for that. So with that all out of the way, Brain, I think we got to make some predictions here.
I predict that I'm going to eat some arroz con pollo after that.
Actually, before, let's see. Do we have any pulse checks here in the comments? Let's see. Here's one. McDripped. I like that. Here's one. 13. Dolphins will win 13 games this season from KCDG. We like it. Let's see. What else do we have? Cap for Life is hungry. Seems like everybody is hungry. Oh, Ant is giggity. We like it. We like it. Oh, Redemption, says Adam Burke. Redemption. We like it. Fantastic. All right. So now I'm fired up. I think some of the listeners are fired up. Brain, it's prediction time. Let's see. Now we're going to burst everybody's bubble after we got everybody fired up. Gary is pumped. Gary is pumped in the comments. This is good. Brain, prediction time. What do you got?
I think this is going to be a good game. I think the Dolphins are going to be ready. I think they're going to be helped out by some of the injuries on Buffalo's end. But I'm not bought in yet. Win this game, and I will buy in. But I'm not there yet. I still need them to prove it to me. I think this is a good game, but I, at the end of the day, I still think you're going to struggle to keep Josh Allen in this Bills offense below 30 points. And I'm not a believer yet, even with the Bills' injuries on defense, that this Dolphins offense is where it needs to be to keep up in a shootout with the likes of Josh Allen and the Bills. I have the Bills winning this game 31-23.
I agree with you. I believe the Bills are going to score 30 points. And the Dolphins are going to, I actually think the Bills are going to score 30 points, but I think the Dolphins are going to frustrate them at times. And I think I said last week somewhat jokingly that my one hot take for this game was that the Dolphins were going to force the Bills to punt. And I believe that. I believe that's going to happen. The Dolphins are going to force the Bills to punt. They're going to frustrate the Bills at time. And I think this is going to be a game that is going to go into halftime and probably be a pretty low-scoring affair. I think these are going to be a couple of teams that are going to be feeling each other out a little bit early on. You're going to have both teams are going to try to take some big shots early. And I think maybe they'll fail. And so it's going to be slow. It's going to be ugly. I could see us going into halftime with this being like a 10-7 kind of game, and everybody who bet the under is going to be feeling pretty good. But in the second half, I think things are going to open up a little bit. And I do believe the Bills are going to get to 30 in this game. I think the Bills are going to score 30 points. The thing is, Brain,
he's going to do it.
The Miami Dolphins are going to score 35. The Miami Dolphins are scoring 5 touchdowns against the Buffalo Bills, okay? 5 touchdowns against the Buffalo Bills. I want you to listen. I want you to hear me and hear me well, okay? On Sunday, Tua Tagovailoa is passing for 350 yards. 2 touchdowns for Jaylen Waddle. 1 touchdown for Tyreek Hill. 1 touchdown for Raheem Mostert. And 1 touchdown run in by Tua Tagovailoa himself. So he's getting 5 touchdowns. He'll pass for 4. He's running one in for himself.
Wait a minute.
The Dolphins.
But Mostert was running one in. So he's...
No, Mostert's catching one, baby.
So wait. Tua's throwing how many? He's throwing 4, throwing 4 touchdowns and
throwing
running
4.
One in?
He's throwing 2 to Waddle, 1 to Hill, 1 to Mostert. And he's running one in himself. And you know which one he's running in?
The game
he's
winner.
Running that one in. He's running that one in the fourth quarter with 20 seconds left on the clock to put the Dolphins up 35-30. And Josh Allen's going to think that he's going to run this thing like it's the AFC playoffs, that he's going to go right down the field and score one last game-winning touchdown to win the game for Buffalo. But guess what? Guess what, Brain? Guess what? Guess who's going to be there? Xavien Howard's going to be there. And the Miami Dolphins are going to beat the Buffalo Bills, 35-30. And I'm walking into the office on Monday with my Jaylen Waddle jersey on. And be like, what's up, everybody? Go Dolphins.
Diving at the pylon, Jay Fiedler style.
Let's go, baby. I'm fired up, Brain. I'm hungry.
I love it. I love it.
Let's go. I can't help it. I'm just so fired up here, Brain. I can't wait for this game. I mean, and here's the thing. Yes, it's a very real possibility Dolphins lose on Sunday. That's not lost on me. But the thing of it, and will I be disappointed? Sure. Of course I will. I mean, and will I be disappointed if the Dolphins get blown out? Absolutely. Of course I will. And that is going to say a lot about where this team is right now in this moment. And that's okay. Because you know what? It doesn't matter where the team is in this moment. It matters where this team is 14 or more weeks from now. So, losing this game to Buffalo, if it should happen, because it won't, we've already determined that, there is going to be a reckoning. You know, in some ways, I think you think about it. Think about how Mike McDaniel would react to being humbled by the Buffalo Bills. I think it would be really interesting. So, I mean, obviously, I hope the Dolphins win. Hope they crush it. Know they're gonna. But even if they should fall short, it's okay. Bills are the best team in the NFL. If the Dolphins get boat raced, it makes them no different from the Super Bowl champions. So,
if we get boat raced, I don't know how you feel good. I don't know how you feel good about.
Well, you
this
don't
team
feel good in the moment,
raced.
But you got to take about it, and then you look at how the team responds. That's the key. So, here we go. Big game on Sunday. I'm fired up. I hope all of you are fired up. Listen, we didn't mention it yet, so make sure you go to manscaped.com and use the promo code DolphinsTalk so you can get all the best tools for shaving your balls, because that's evidently very, very important. So you make sure you do that. You also get all the other products that are really great, that smell really nice. Your partner will love you for that. So go ahead over to manscaped.com, use the promo code DolphinsTalk. You'll save 25% off of your order. And then, listen, And if things don't go the right way on Sunday, it won't be so bad, because at least you'll be all fresh and clean and nicely groomed. So, you know. So that's it. All right. Rain, any final words for the people?
That should prove it. Where we're at right now, look, you got to win. There's no more moral victories. If you really are a true contending team, there are no moral victories, especially at home against a division rival. You have to win this game. Look, the Bills can be the best team in the NFL all they want. I'm not going to argue that. You're not going to argue that. Nobody's going to argue that at this point. The Bills are the best team in the league. But do you think they're going to go 17-0? Do you think they're going to have a perfect season? No, they're going to lose some games. Everything's lined up for them to lose this game if
That's
the
right.
Dolphins are for real.
Let's go.
If the Dolphins are for real, they win this game. There's too many things right now going wrong for Buffalo going into this game that if you're a contending team, you win this football game. If you lose this football, I don't care if you lose it. I don't care if we hang with Buffalo. There is no moral victory. You win this game or you are not legit. You might be legit later in the season. You might be able to prove yourself as the season goes on. But you want to be taken seriously as a real contender. You win this football game. It doesn't mean you're better than Buffalo, but this game is a litmus test. Prove it.
There it is. The rivalry is renewed on Sunday as the Miami Dolphins host the Buffalo Bills in a huge Week 3 AFC East matchup. Please, everybody, share, like, and subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Hit that like button, everybody. Hit that like button. We appreciate it. If you're watching on Facebook, go to YouTube. Hit that like button. If you're listening on the podcast, go to YouTube. Hit the like button. Hit subscribe. Share it with your friends. We appreciate it. Subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Same Old Dolphin Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere you get your podcasts. Follow us. I'm at Amplified to Rock. He is at Aaron the Brain. The show is at Same Old Dolphins. Visit DolphinsTalk.com daily, each and every day for all of the latest Miami Dolphins news and information. Make sure you visit Manscaped and use the promo code Dolphins Talk. Make sure you visit True Classic and use the promo code Dolphins Talk. And folks, have a good time on Sunday. And please, please be good to one another. Whether everybody's all in on the quarterback or not all in on the quarterback, whether they have the same opinion as you or don't have the same opinion as you, whatever the case may be, you're all cheering for the same football team. So when Sunday rolls around, put all the petty garbage aside and cheer for the Miami Dolphins and let's get that dub. Take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, go Dolphins!
We ready. Come to do the rest. Step in the way, multiple shots are going through your chest. You must have gone past the truck, boy. You was blessed.
rockin'.